Good afternoon. I'm Zelmer Collier.
I'm Ronald Johnson. Do come in.
Thank you.
Hey, Zelmer, come on
hey,
in, man.
Dwayne.
Oh, man, it's good to see you.
Likewise, Dwayne.
Yeah, you cut that fro. Welcome to the 90s.
Yeah. I figured if Don Cornelius could cut hairs, what the heck, you know?
I'm ready for you, man.
Oh, ooh, chess. My favorite spectator sport.
Don't mind them.
Oh, I understand. Another Damian Porter.
Bingo.
Is it in?
Is it out?
Is it off?
Is it down?
I guess you had to be there.
No, see, I used to tutor Dwayne and Damian together. And Damian used to ask a lot of questions, right, Dwayne? And it's like he had a few problems with logic.
No. The boy was ignorant. Anyway, it's good to see you, man. I got so much to ask you.
I got a lot to tell you, Dwayne. Some pretty amazing things.
You're getting married.
No, more amazing than that.
You're having a baby.
I'm on my way to the Middle East.
Middle East? Who's your travel agent?
Uncle Sam.
What are you talking about?
Well, about a year and a half ago, I decided to join the Army Reserves. I thought a week and a month. Why not? It'll be my way of paying back the government for my education.
Pay back the government?
Yeah, I had a great many grants and loans.
Don't you send them a check?
Sure, I could, but I felt more of an obligation than that.
Saudi Arabia? When?
Monday. I report to my base on Monday.
Well, we still got the weekend. God built the world in 6 days. No telling what we can do in two. Right on, homie?
Let's sign up for a day of peace all over the world. Stop forcing the youth of our nation down a pipeline of greed. Thank you. Here you go. Thank you. Thank you. Stop sacrificing lives for big business profits. Let's bring our troops home.
Don't you ever go to class, Freddy? You gotta read the papers, Red. We're trying to give Kuwait back to the Kuwaitis.
Kuwaitis.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, my goodness. Elmer Crane. I never forget a face or a name.
It's Zelmer Collier.
Oh, that's right. And I remember your usual, too. Tuna melt on sourdough with pickle chips.
Actually, it was egg salad on an onion roll.
Yeah, we're coming up, Elmer. Kimberly, be extremely good to this customer. He's one of our distinguished alumni and Phi Beta Kappa. Now, I know I got that right.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Bunny. I want you to meet a friend of mine. Whitley, this is Zelmer. Zelmer, this is Whitley.
Zelmer, your fame precedes you. I'm delighted to meet the only man smarter than my Dwayne.
Oh, I'm not sure that you're correct in that assumption, but I'm very pleased to make your acquaintance.
Enchanté. Honey, let me get my little bran muffin and my hot coke, and I'll be right with
oh,
you,
no,
boys.
No, baby, that's okay. We'll see you later. Bye, Kim.
See ya.
Kim.
I hate it when he does that.
Okay, right after lunch, we'll go see the new PC 7000 computer bank at the Physics Lab 10. Tonight, my favorite, Professor Hoffman, is giving a lecture on electromagnetic waves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, don't miss that.
Then we'll go to the Java Cafe and talk. You won't believe it, Zelma. Murray still works there.
What?
Murray?
Yes.
Dwayne, the man did not come all the way to Hillman to go sit with that fat, slimy, greasy, fat-backing Murray. What the man needs is a party.
Hey, Ron, not everybody's looking for a party, okay?
Can you arrange that?
Watch me.
Yo! Hear ye, hear ye. Tonight, there's gonna be a party to bid a fond farewell to one of Hillman's finest, Zelma Collier, as he goes off for a rendezvous with destiny in the Persian Gulf. Time, 2100 hours. Venue, the La Grenade. Mode, stag. And for all of you unfamiliar with the words, that means men only, and you know who you are.
I am just repulsed by all this male bondage.
Bonding, Whitley. Male bonding.
Well, that's what makes it suck.
Zelma, man, we ought to get down to the Blue View video and preview some flicks.
That'd be great.
Wait a minute, Ron. Zelma, you don't want to do that, do you, Z?
Actually, I do.
Oh, well, we ain't had a chance to kick it yet, man.
We got time. Hey, why don't you come with us? Come on.
Nah, I'll pass.
Okay, ladies.
We're gonna crash this party. It's as simple as that. No. Why should we allow them to sink to the depths of depravity?
Because that's what they want to do.
And it's our duty as women to teach them that they don't know what is best for them. Listen, this is the last image of a woman that Zelmer sees before he leaves.
Whitley, there are women serving over there, too.
I don't think that anybody should be over there.
Thank you. That's nice, Freddie. Now, Kim, you sing like a lark. I float like a swan. And Freddie has freckles. What I propose to do is a tribute to men in arms through song and dance. Something uplifting.
Well, if we're going to sing anything at all, we should sing... Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing, I wanna know. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
That's uplifting.
Fun, Freddie. Think fun. After all, this is war we're talking about.
Okay, Kim. Think of Zelmer. Do you want to give him a soldier's farewell or not?
Well, in ancient times, when the men were going off to war, the women would tear their hair out in protest.
It's a look.
Who do you write to when the bus driver grabs your butt?
Dwayne, Blueview Videos has provided us with a veritable visual smorgasbord, helping us decide which one to view first. Do the wrong thing, or the period piece, Catherine was great.
Dwayne, look. There's Catherine with the court jester.
The Sound of Music? Hey, this is the wrong video. Man, I bet you there's some kiddie party having a damn good time with my movie.
Man, he's funny. You know that boy had everybody in the store cracking up? The man in the raincoat loved him.
Yeah, he's funny. He's hilarious. He's a laugh riot. That line is...
You all right, man?
No, I'm not all right. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with you.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm not getting any straight answers from you, see?
What are you asking me, Dwayne?
I want to know how you feel, brother.
How I'm feeling about what?
You're about to leave for Saudi Arabia Monday. You're running around laughing at stupid jokes, wearing a Blueview video visor.
You don't like my visor?
What? What's wrong with you? Zelmer, I'm scared.
What do you want me to say? What do you want to hear? What is it that's going to make you feel
better? I want
better?
You to talk to me.
You want to know what I'm feeling?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know, Dwayne. I've never felt this way before. Have you?
Hold up, everybody. Now y'all know Zelmer's gonna go to the Middle East, and you gotta prepare yourself for life over there, brother. No women, no booze, no sex. Hey, how stupid am I? You living like that over here. You might want to get yourself a summer home over there, boy. But the biggest thing is, no dancing allowed over there. So you might want to get that big dippy do head out there and get one more hip-hop move out. Come on, bust the move.
No.
That's my move, brother. No, go for you. Come on, give me the music.
Come on, man.
Go, Zelma. Go, Zelma. Go, Zelma. Go, Zelma. Go, Zelma.
Toast, everyone. Oh, raise your glasses, please. To Zelmer, a good man, a great mind, and a loyal American. Willing to sacrifice it all for his country, his life, his limbs, his family, and his future. To Zelmer.
You're here.
He famous traffic man from my Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one one else could play. He was the top man of his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He a root, a toot, a doodly attitude. He blows an eight to the bar
in boogie rhythm.
He can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar playing with him.
That a soldier's best friend is a woman. Well, that's a great number, Kim, but he doesn't need entertainment and needs a one-way ticket to Canada.
Oh, hey, I understand how you feel, but, you know, this is not the time or the place for any.
Well, when is the time, Kim? After he's gone, somebody has got to talk to him.
And say what?
And ask him why he is going over there to risk his life. For what? Oil? Nationalism? We have a million problems in this country.
Go ahead and tell him, Freddie.
Thank you. Excuse me, Jaleesa. Hi, Zelmer. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure.
I wanted to wish you luck.
Much like partying with me. I mean, what in the hell are we celebrating anyway?
Zelmer!
You know, I used to watch Zelmer bust his butt in school every day. And then he'd make me bust mine. We were gonna be engineers. We were going back to the community with a sack full of knowledge. We were gonna make our parents proud. We're gonna make our people proud. And now he's gonna rot in somebody's army in some foreign land that we don't know nothing about.
But he volunteered to serve,
Come on, he's an idiot, Whitley.
It's still his choice.
Choice? He chose to serve a weekend a month. It's a weekend, not a war.
Stop saying war, Dwight. We're not at war. You can't even think that
way. Whitley, I live in a country that is sure enough on the verge of war. I have to think that way.
She loves Zelmer?
Yes. Yes, I love Zelmer. He's my brother.
So be happy for your brother. As a soldier, be proud of him as a patriot.
Oh, I was happy for a mathematician, okay? Proud of an engineer. I want to see a brother do it with his mind, baby.
Zelmer is all heart. And now they put a gun in his hand. You know, one day they could put one in mine.
I would never let that happen, Dwight.
But there wouldn't be a damn thing you could do if they did.
Hey, man.
Hey, Colonel. Got you some fresh coffee?
I'd love some. Supposed to meet Zelmer Collier here.
Yeah? Well, he's been making the rounds since he got here. I guess he tried to squeeze it all in.
Oh, so you heard then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Best student I ever had.
That's a damn shame. Things sure have changed since we did our time, old Uncle Sam.
Yeah, people still depend on us to uphold freedom.
Well, how many countries are we supposed to take care of? My Aunt Mabel took care of all the neighborhood's children. Her own three sons went to penitentiary.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is I fought wars so that my children wouldn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, hey, Taylor.
Zelma.
How are you, sir?
All right.
Elma. I get you some fresh coffee?
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Right down there. Go ahead. Sit down.
I'm really glad I got a chance to see you, sir. Everything's been so rushed, you know?
Oh, I know. I know. So, when do you leave?
Within the hour.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Well, we sure are proud of you, aren't we, Vern?
Yeah, boy.
You know, I'm sorry that you have to interrupt your PhD studies for this involvement.
So am I, Colonel. I was very close to finishing.
Well, you can resume your studies when you come back, after this all blows over.
Is that what you really think, sir? Do you think that this thing might blow over, or do you think that it could turn into something more serious?
Now, you make no mistake, soldier. This is a serious set of events that could escalate into something unfortunate. I'm sorry to have to say this to you.
I asked you for the truth. That's what you gave me.
Oh, is there anything I can do for you? Anything at all?
Can you get me out of it?
Zelma.
I don't think I can do this, sir. I really don't.
Zelma, I can't do anything.
I'm a black man in the prime of my life. I'm just now starting to live. Just starting to taste. To know who I am, to know what I'm supposed to do with myself. Feeling good about myself. My accomplishments. I can't blow out the candles now. Not now. I'm just starting to see. It's not fair, Colonel.
No, it's not fair. I wish to God I could tell you something to make you feel better. I have a friend. Very bright. Painter. One day, he went blind. Just like that. Some freak of nature. 10 years. He was in and out of hospitals. Finally, he got some of his sight back, but never could paint the same, though he never stopped trying, you know. Whenever I start feeling sorry for myself, I think about him. He doesn't know it, but he's my inspiration.
That story didn't really help me too much, Colonel.
That story wasn't supposed to help you. That story helps me. Now, soldier. Son. Find your own source of inspiration.
Do me a favor, will you, sir?
Anything.
Dwayne. I don't want to be a disappointment to him.
Oh, this conversation is between us, soldier.
I gotta go, Colonel.
Yes, you do. Now, you take care. Be strong. You're gonna be just fine, boy.
It's open.
Hey.
Hey. I've been looking at this atlas. Trying to picture where you're gonna be.
6th meridian, 34th parallel.
Still a genius, man.
And you know this.
Now I'll know where to write you.
I like that.
I'm gonna
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I don't have a single picture of you that bush on your head.